It was like this. Some weeks into the experiment, things were going as well as could be expected. Emmeline began to show improvement. She was strong enough to be allowed outside, and she spent less time loitering at the roadside, staring in the direction of the doctor's house. Adeline's condition remained unchanged. One bright day, Hester, having finished her duties in plenty of time, left Angel Field early and decided to take the long way round to the doctor's house. The sky was gloriously blue, the air fresh-smelling and clear, and she felt full of a powerful energy that she couldn't put a name to, but that made her yearn for strenuous activity. The path around the fields took her up a slight incline that, though not much of a hill, gave her a fine view of the fields and land around. She was about halfway to the doctor's, striding out vigorously, heartbeat raised but without the slightest sense of overexertion, feeling quite probably that she could fly if she just put her mind to it, when she saw something that stopped her dead. In the distance, playing together in a field, were Emmeline and Adeline. Unmistakable. Two manes of red hair, two pairs of black shoes, one child in the navy poplin that the missus had put Emmeline in that morning, the other in green. It was impossible. But no, Hester was scientific. She was seeing them, hence they were there. There must be an explanation. Adeline had escaped from the doctor's house. Her torpor had left her as suddenly as it had come, and taking advantage of an open window or a set of keys left unattended, she had escaped before anyone had noticed her recovery. That was it. She set out at a run. In no time, Hester was at the doctor's house, hammering impatiently at the door. It was Mrs. Maudsley who opened it, tight-lipped at the racket, but Hester had more important things on her mind than apologies, and pushed past her to the door of the surgery. She entered without knocking. The doctor looked up, startled to see his collaborator's face, flushed with exertion, her hair, normally so neat, flying free from its grips. She was out of breath. She wanted to speak, but for the moment could not. "Whatever is it?" he asked, rising from his seat and coming around the desk to put his hands on her shoulders. "Adeline," she gasped, "you've let her out." The doctor, puzzled, frowned. He turned Hester by the shoulders until she was facing the other end of the room. There was Adeline. Hester spun back around to the doctor.
"But I've just seen her, with Emmeline, on the edge of the woods beyond Oates's field."
Hester turned to look at Adeline again. Her open eyes were indifferent to the world. She was wearing not the green dress Hester had seen a few minutes before, but the neat navy one, and her hair was not loose but braided. The eyes Hester turned back to the doctor were full of bewilderment. Her breathing would not steady. There was no rational explanation for what she had seen. It was unscientific, and Hester knew the world was totally and profoundly scientific. There could only be one explanation.
"I must be mad," she whispered.
Her pupils dilated and her nostrils quivered.
"I have seen a ghost."
Her eyes filled with tears. It produced a strange sensation in the doctor to see his collaborator reduced to such a state of dishevelled emotion. And although it was the scientist in him that had first admired Hester for her cool head and reliable brain, it was the man, animal and instinctive, that responded to her disintegration by putting his arms around her and placing his lips firmly upon hers in a passionate embrace. Hester did not resist. The kiss that so startled the doctor and Hester came as no surprise at all to Mrs. Maudsley, who had been expecting something rather like it for some time. She flung the door open, and in a rush of outraged righteousness burst into the surgery.
"I will thank you to leave this house instantly," she said to Hester. "You can send John in the brougham for the child."
Then to her husband,
"I will speak to you later."
The experiment was over. So were many other things.